Okay, so it's time to start. New year and new session for the retro computing room. Many thanks to FOSDEM organizer to give us that room again, I would say. I have the feeling that the more the years are passing, the more interest we get. So maybe that's a sign that the more population gets old or the more systems are getting old, maybe. I don't know. Let's take our conclusions ourselves. One thing that is really interesting to visualize is that when you compare to the other rooms, people who are coming here presenting something, they are 100% obese, right? Because you will not make something nice, commercially speaking, out of anything of related to old computer. Yeah, okay, but I mean, it's not like, you know, that's the good thing with retro computing. You have new systems, new operating systems, new games that are being developed. But all these things, yeah, maybe someone sells that just to get to get their little investment back. But in practice, it's not to make a multi-million dollar company. It's really enthusiast people. And just for that thing, I think we need to very warmly thank all the speakers who are coming in today, because they invest time, you know, it's preparation, it's really hobbyist time. They do this presentation preparation over weeks before coming. They invest their own money into traveling to here, etc. So many, many thanks to all of you who have presented, who have prepared something to present today. In this room, I think that's the most important is the community, right? The more people we have here, it's all a community of people who are really involved and who are doing something practically. So let's say real hackers, right? Not just people playing with a computer. So you have seen on the agenda quite a nice panel of speakers. Unfortunately, one of them could not join today, so at 2 or 2:05, we will have a little session. I don't know yet how we will do this with only one microphone, but we will have a little session with the panelists, and we will discuss some topics, retro computing topics. But so that specific talk at 5:05, sorry, is cancelled then. There's a question on the back. I know. Apparently it works. It works only for the recording. That's, and in other rooms it was the same. So, yeah. Yes. Good. So that was just a small introduction talk. I don't have anything particular. Just again, many thanks to all of the people who have proposed something and who are presenting. There were much more proposals than what we have on the agenda today, so that's why we had to shrink all the presentation from 15 to 20. I think there's only one person who has 25 minutes. I know it can be very frustrating when, again, as hobbyist, you want to explain a lot about your project. But yeah, we need to make some choice. I think it's good to come here, make the presentation even a bit shorter, but that people know about your project, they can reach out maybe later on. So yeah, that's it for me. So I can maybe just one more thing. We don't have actually swap time between each talk. So once we reach the end of the when your time comes closer, then already come in the front to prepare for the switch. We have very limited time to switch speaker, so I can invite the next speaker to come. I think it's right the time. Yes. Thank you again.